Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I am here with two guests for our morning interview. Today in the studio with me, I have Roger Schmidt, the director of Sitka Fine Arts Camp, and Dan Lenzian, who is an instructor here for Sitka Fine Arts Camp. He teaches theater, which we can talk a little bit more about in a moment, but I think it's things like scene study, Shakespeare, stage combat. So thank you both for coming in this morning to chat with me. I think we're here to talk about the middle school camp that's just been going on. But before we jump into it, Roger, maybe you can tell us just a little bit about Sitka Fine Arts Camp for those people who maybe are new to town or haven't heard a lot about it.
Sure. Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you for having me on the air. The camp was started in 1972, so it's been around quite a while. This summer, we have the largest numbers we've had. Every year we've grown since I began in 2000 with about 60 students. This summer, we have almost 900 participants throughout the whole summer. We've expanded, so there's a lot of different camps and programs. Right now, we're in the middle of our middle school multidisciplinary arts camp. The week before, we had elementary camp and we had adult workshops. We'll have a high school camp coming up that'll go for a couple weeks. Then we have a musical theater intensive. We have a new Festival of Arts and Science, which combine in partnership with the Science Center, arts and scientists together to do workshops and presentations for the public. We have a jazz workshop that we do, all kinds of stuff. But right now we're just in the middle of being totally engrossed and involved with the middle school camp, 240 middle school students. They come from all over the state, all over the country. This summer, in total, we'll have students from 40 Alaskan communities, 28 states, and I think 5 countries. It's a lot of people, and with our faculty and staff and everybody combined, about 1,000 people will be in here this summer because of our programs.
Wow, this is huge. Yeah, and it's growing.
It just grows clearly. And grows, yeah. Yeah.
How long has the middle school camp been going on? Is that
so? The middle school camp. Well, that's kind of a complicated history, but when I was a kid going to camp, the camp split in two. It was middle and high school combined, and then they broke it into two camps. When I took over as director, the camp had shrunk again, and so it was one camp again, just a middle school, high school camp. In 2004, 2005, we split the camps apart again because of growth, and so there's sort of two ways to look at how long the middle school camps have been going along.
Okay. Yeah. They've been coming for quite a while, but they haven't had their own camp necessarily for quite as long.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Which is why you're here, Dan.
Yeah.
You join us from New York City.
I do, yeah.
Where, what do you do in New York City?
Sure. So I teach acting and public speaking at two different colleges. I also still act. I write for performance, and I'm also a Pilates instructor, so I have a lot of different things I do in New York.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. And I actually,
No, I was just going to say, but I'm so thrilled to bring them all here.
Yeah, you know? That's great. And I imagine, actually, the Pilates comes in handy for your theater, because part of what you teach is stage combat?
Yeah, Pilates is really all about body awareness and kind of where you are. A lot of people think it's sort of like strong core, but I'm able to use some of that knowledge and some of that language inside of my stage combat class. So I have the kids doing Pilates as part of the warm-up for their stage combat to kind of get them ready and get them prepared, and they have no idea that they're doing it. So
right.
That's kind of a fun thing. Before we fight, we do a little bit of Pilates.
Awesome. So you get to fight for your classes. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about, this is your first summer here as a faculty member.
Mm-hmm.
So what has your experience been? What is the classroom like? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, gosh. You know, I don't think we have enough time for me to tell you what that's been like, because it's just been so great. But I can tell you that I have a fun story about that. The first day I taught Shakespeare, when I was planning my lesson, I thought it would be important to ask students like what their base knowledge was. Maybe they could name one or two Shakespeare plays. And when I walked in the room, the students in the classroom were so excited and so hungry. They said they've been taking the Shakespeare class every year since they've been in camp, so some of them 5 years, and I said, let's name some Shakespeare plays, and they named probably 25 of them, some of the most obscure ones that, you know, are that he wrote. And so it's really exciting to kind of walk in that classroom and be hit with that kind of energy and that kind of excitement and that kind of hunger, and we can really fly. So we're working on a production of The Tempest that we're going to show at our showing that I can't wait to kind of premiere.
This sounds exciting. This sounds exciting for people who want to come and watch.
Mm-hmm.
That's a wonderful segue into the performances that are coming up. It sounds like your students come in sort of prepared, and then you teach them, and they have performances that will probably be probably be quite dynamic. So there are performances coming up for the Middle School Fine Arts Camp. They're going to be the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. And I think, Dan, you might be could tell us a little bit about what to expect at each of the performances or some generalizations about.
Absolutely. Sure. The first night is, I believe it's theater and music. And the showing that I'll be doing there, that's the Wednesday night, that's tomorrow night, is stage combat. And so we have a little sort of combat scene that's set in a kitchen that kind of evolves from that. There are plenty of other things, though, besides the stage combat that are happening that night. I think one of them is Sonic Boom, which is kind of a percussive class based all upon, like, you know, using the body as a percussive instrument. And there's mask theater as well, in addition to some other wonderful things. On Thursday night, there will be the Shakespeare showing that I spoke about of The Tempest, and that's also surrounded by dance. There's a musical theater performance that's happening there, so there's a lot of great stuff happening on both of those nights.
And then the 24th is the final performance of those three performances, and it looks like that's going to be the focused on large music groups. And I think, Roger, you were mentioning beforehand that it will go late into the night. At 10 o'clock, you switch over to a new venue.
Yeah, we do. It's kind of crazy. We have 76 distinct classes at the arts camp, and so we put on, to give the students the opportunity to share their work, we have all these different events. So we have three nights of final performances, as Dan was saying, as you were saying, each of those are starting at the Performing Arts Center at 7 o'clock. On the 24th, we also have an art show that's at 1 o'clock, and that's on campus. And in addition to that art show, there's also small groups, smaller pieces, less people involved that can work on smaller venues. Then that Friday night is our culminating final performance. Starts at 7 o'clock at the Performing Arts Center. It's done at 9, and then we move over to Otis Theater, and we conclude with the students from our rock band classes, and they play about an hour. And that's the end of that.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. There's actually something else going on at the Odess Theater. Not the performances for the middle school students, but it's Jazz on the Waterfront that also happens this weekend.
That's right, yeah.
So maybe you could tell us a little bit about that, Roger.
Yeah, I'd love to. So that's kind of in between our two big camps, our middle school and high school campus, when we have the largest number of faculty members all sort of together. And so we're able to put together a full professional big band. We have players coming from Chicago, from Boston, from Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York, all to be part of this. It's about 30 musicians in total. Our theme this year, we're starting out with music from the movie Casablanca. And there's just all this beautiful music from 30s and 40s that was woven into that, you know, great movie. And then figuring that this to fit the setting, where Doug Comstock, our head chef, is making this amazing Moroccan feast as part of the event. We're also going to have some sort of surprise guests. We have a piano trio playing the music of Astor Piazzolla, so tango music. And then we close the night out with dancing and rock music from Joe Montana and his band, and then Raf Shapiro, who's been working at the camp for a number of years and is a great singer-songwriter.
This sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
So you get music and entertainment and surprises and food and dancing. And it's going to happen at the Odess Theater, and it's this Saturday, the 25th at 7 o'clock. And you do have to buy tickets, which
you do.
Are $65.
Yeah, this is a fundraising event for scholarships for our scholarship program. This year we were able to give out about $66,000 in financial aid, and so one of our big goals is to make the camp as need blind as possible for kids. This event is one of the ways we support that. We also will have an art show at that event. A number of our faculty artists have donated pieces of original artwork that they've made, and we'll have a silent auction for that artwork. So not only can you purchase a piece of art, but you can see some really beautiful artwork that people have done.
Wow, this sounds wonderful. Where can people buy tickets?
Old Harbor Books or at our office.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if people have questions in general about the middle school performances that are coming up or Jazz on the Waterfront, is there someone they could contact?
Absolutely. Yeah, they can give us a call at our office, and our number is 747-3085. Our website also has all the information, and that's such an easy website to remember. It's fineartscamp.org.
Indeed. Well, yeah. We have run out of time, gentlemen. Thank you both for coming in. Roger Schmidt, the director of Sitka Fine Arts Camp, and Dan Lenzian, the faculty member for the theater program here at the Middle School Fine Arts Camp. This has been the Morning Interview. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and you are listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.